Claire's refusal to marry Lord Ranieri enrages her Uncle Minaldo. Even worse, all she wants is to follow God in religious life. Now, the young charismatic Francesco Di Bernardone, the man who loves lepers, performs a public gesture that shocks everyone and confirms Claire's desire to fulfill a secret vow.
The Saints. Adventures of Faith and Courage. Claire of Assisi. Episode 2, A Family Disgrace. Listen to all the episodes and discover new shows at thesaintspodcast.com. Are you enjoying The Saints? You can thank homeschooling for that. I'm Peter Atkinson, a proud homeschooler. Unleash your child's potential with our sponsor, Colby Academy. From classic homeschooling to interactive live online classes, Colby brings flexible and personalized education to the comfort of your home. Learn more on customizing your homeschooling experience at thesaintspodcast.com/Colby.
Katarina, look outside!
What is it, Chiara?
There he is!
Who?
Francesco Di Bernardone.
The man you met with the lepers? The one Uncle Minaldo calls crazy?
He's not crazy.
How do you know?
I just do.
Why are so many people down there? What's happening?
I don't know. Let's open the window so we can hear better. Those two people by him must be his parents. And there's Bishop Guido coming out of the cathedral.
The bishop is going down the steps and coming up to them. Now he's speaking with them.
Regardless, Francesco, I order you to apologize to your father and return his money.
Yes, Your Eminence.
Look, Francesco's handing his father something.
It looks like a bag. Money?
I guess so.
Oh, dear. Why is Francesco taking off his shirt?
I don't know.
And now his pants? This can't be happening.
Chiara and Katarina, what are you looking at?
He's taking off all his clothes.
Girls, get away from the window immediately.
What is it he's saying? Let's open the window wider so we can hear.
Chiara, did you hear me? I said move away from that window.
I have no father except my father in heaven.
Now, both of you.
Yes, Mama.
You too, Chiara.
I am free. I am happy. I am following you, Lord.
What in the world is the matter with that young man? He's not making any sense.
What Francesco did in the piazza last week was an absolute disgrace to his family.
Unfortunately, Chiara and Katarina were watching.
Watching?
We heard the crowd down in the piazza.
So we went to the window.
Then both of you saw what he did?
Unfortunately, I wasn't in the room until he had disrobed.
Mama made us close the window.
Well, I hope you both obeyed immediately.
We did, Uncle Minaldo.
I'm glad to hear that. The man is completely out of his mind. Unfortunately, he's already been enticing other young men to follow his madness.
Oh, no.
A number of them have disgraced their families by following his example, giving up their belongings, and taking up residence in San Damiano, where they're attempting to restore that old church.
I thought it had completely fallen into ruins.
It has.
Why are they restoring it?
That crazy Francesco said God told him to. They're begging for stones to do it.
It's all very difficult to comprehend.
Even Bernardo of Quintavalle has succumbed to this insanity. Last week, he sold that big house of his and gave away all his money and belongings.
Bernardo of Quintavalle? How can that be possible?
Now he's wearing one of their shabby brown tunics and wandering around with those beggars talking nonsense. It's like they've all lost their minds. But that isn't the worst, which is why I came over this evening. Sadly, one of our own has begun following him.
What? Who?
Rufino.
Rufino?
Yes, Chiara. Your own cousin has disgraced the Offreduccios.
I thought he was going off to the Crusades.
So did his father. You can imagine how devastated he is.
Yes, of course.
However, now my concern is that the Ranieris might not want their son to marry Chiara. I'll try to rectify things, but it won't be easy.
Come along, Chiara and Katarina. We can go home now. Oh, what beautiful apples and tomatoes we found at the market. And that chicken should be delicious. Are your baskets too heavy?
No, Mama, I'm fine.
Me too.
All right then, let's go.
Mama, look! It's Francesco di Bernardone with two other men. One is Rufino.
Rufino? Oh, no.
People are giving them food. Can we?
Oh, Chiara, if Monaldo saw us...
But he's not here. I want to talk with Rufino.
I don't think we should.
Rufino!
Chiara! I was hoping I'd see you here. Ciao, Antortolada. Ciao, Caterina.
Ciao, Rufino.
Uncle Monaldo told us you were following Francesco.
I am, Caterina. Oh, here he comes now. Francesco, I'd like you to meet my Aunt Ortolana and my cousins, Chiara and Caterina.
Hello to you all on this beautiful day. It's good to see you again, Chiara.
What?
We met the other day when Caterina and I were taking a walk in the countryside. Would you like to have some of our produce? We've purchased more than we need right now.
That is very kind of you. What do you say, Rufino? Are you hungry?
I might be talked into one of those apples.
Here you are. Take my whole basket.
Chiara!
You taught us to be generous, Mama.
Oh, dear.
What?
Look who's coming.
Monaldo. Quickly, girls. We must go home before he sees us. I'm sorry, Rufino.
I understand. Grazie mille for all the beautiful vegetables.
Yes, thank you, Chiara. Until next time.
Girls, quickly. Into the house.
Oh, Chiara, I don't feel like working on my embroidery.
Neither do I, Caterina. But we should finish before Mama comes in and checks on our progress.
Mama's afraid of Uncle Monaldo, isn't she?
Who wouldn't be?
Thankfully, we got back into the house this morning, before he saw us with Rufino and Francesco.
By God's merciful providence.
You don't think Francesco is crazy, do you?
No.
Why not?
He's doing what God wants him to do.
But... is it right to disobey your parents?
That's a difficult question.
The Ten Commandments say we should obey our parents.
Actually, it says we should honor our parents. And Jesus said, if you come to me but will not leave your family, you cannot be my follower. You must love me more than your father, mother, wife, children, brothers, and sisters. Even more than your own life.
Yes, that's true.
I believe that's what Francesco did. And Rufino, too. God was calling them to follow him, even though they had to leave their parents.
And disobey them?
They were obeying God. Remember how Saint Benedict had to leave his family? They didn't understand him either.
It's all a bit puzzling.
I may have to do the same thing.
What do you mean?
I don't feel that God is calling me to marriage.
I don't either. Is that wrong of us? Our families want us to marry.
Is it for our happiness, or is it to strengthen the bond between families of wealth and privilege?
Well, both, I guess.
Caterina, the important thing is what God is calling each of us to. Only He knows what will truly make us happy.
Yes, I think you're right.
About a year ago, I made a private vow.
What kind of a vow?
That I would always be a virgin.
You did?
He's called me to a different sort of life.
What do you mean?
I don't know yet.
Would you like to be a nun and live in a convent?
No, that's not what I mean. So many of those women simply keep their money and servants and hide themselves away from the world. But I yearn to be in the world, actively participating.
Doing what?
Helping the poor, for one thing.
You mean like Francesco and Rufino?
Well, yes.
But they're men. They can do that.
Why can't I?
Hi, this is Peter Atkinson, founder of The Merry Beggars. Tune in to episode 3, Renegade, to hear the next installment of Claire of Assisi. Listen to all the episodes and discover new shows at thesaintspodcast.com.
The Merry Beggars is the entertainment division of Relevant Radio.